Welcome, everybody. Hey, that's right. You're listening to The Good Stuff. We have a lot of good things coming up, so we encourage you to just relax for a minute and enjoy. Right, Mike?
That's right. The holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction in Winter hope that you and your loved ones have enjoyed this holiday season and wish you the best in 2026. A Happy New Year from Rick and Lynn and staff.
I've got a piece called Old American Life that I'm going to be doing here in just a bit. It's actually talking about the children's blizzard, if you're familiar with the history, the children's blizzard. Ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching? You can do it. It's Tri-State Livestock News. They'll carry you through all of it. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's all available at Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
All right. Speaking of reading, I think you better get started.
In 1888... is when this story occurred with the children's blizzard. She rang the bell for lessons. She kept the rope for rescue. When the sky turned green and the mercury fell 40 degrees in an hour, she tied the children, burned the desks, and kept the stove door open for light. The Great Plains were no school district then. They were 2,000 feet of wind-scoured grass, a 15-mile sled ride to the nearest neighbor in O'Neill. A blue northerner of 50-mile-an-hour gusts, zero visibility, and the snap freeze that killed 235 in one afternoon. Frozen by the children's blizzard of January 12 that caught 500 children on the prairie. Most who survived were teachers who turned sod shacks into lifeboats. But in 1887, Minnie, commonly called Min Freeman, age 25, a one-room school teacher from Plainview, married homesteader Will, who'd filed 160 acres of raw sod outside Stewart. For one fall, they broke prairie, planted rye, and graded papers by kerosene. Then on January 12th, Will harnessed the team to fetch Min from school before the storm. The temperature dropped to 36 below in 15 minutes. He never reached the door. Min waited at the window through the green flash. 1 hour. Then the walls began to sing. By the time she roped the six children to her waist with baling twine, the snow was a wall. She found Will's mitt frozen to the bell rope outside. No body, just a lunch pail iced shut. Just a single chalk slate cracked in half. Lesson still legible. Be brave. From January to April, Min led the children 400 yards through the whiteout to the soddy, counting steps aloud, burned the McGuffey readers page by page, saved only the multiplication tables, shot a coyote that followed the rope line, fed the meat to the weakest boy, kept the stove fed with fence posts when the coal bin iced solid, tied the children to the bed frame so the wind wouldn't take them if the roof went. Lost three toes to frostbite, sawed them off with a bread knife, and packed the stumps in cornmeal. She recited the night before Christmas, only to the rope that still held them together. Her horse, Belle, froze mid-stride in the corral. Min chipped the harness free to use as reins for the children. A search party on snowshoes found the soddy in late April, expecting icicles. Instead, they found a woman, chalk-dusted and rope-scarred, with Will's frozen mitten sewn to her coat sleeve, six children alive, reciting 12 by 12 in unison, and the cracked slate hung above the stove, chalked in fresh white, class held. Min took the state teaching medal, opened a normal school in Lincoln, and trained every prairie teacher to carry rope. She never remarried. Nebraska school marms called her the Blizzard Widow. When she died in 1938, her pine coffin was lined with the same baling twine, still knotted in six perfect loops, one for each child she led home.
I have nothing to follow with that.
Pretty powerful story, isn't it?
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine.com. Check it out and plan a vacation right here in the Valentine area this next year. Well, this year, I guess, 2026. And that's The Good Stuff.